Hello, and welcome back to the American Academy of Psychiatry and the Law Landmark Forensic Cases Podcast. Today, we'll be discussing Estelle v. Gamble, which was decided by the United States Supreme Court in 1976. The question before the court was, do prisoners have a constitutional right to treatment? The facts of the case were, in 1973, Mr. J.W. Gamble was working within his capacity as an inmate at the Texas Department of Corrections unloading a truck. While unloading, a bale of cotton fell on him, resulting in a diagnosis of lower back strain. He was evaluated many times over the ensuing months, given medication without any subjective relief, and excused from work duties. Less than 3 months after the accident, Mr. Gamble was medically cleared, but he continued to refuse work due to his ongoing lower back pain. This perceived defiance landed him in administrative segregation and eventually solitary confinement. Mr. Gamble sued Mr. W.J. Estelle in his role as the director of the Department of Corrections and associated Department of Corrections staff on the basis of a violation of his Eighth Amendment right against cruel and unusual punishment. The case was dismissed by a Texas State District Court. It was then heard by the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit, who reversed and remanded the District Court's dismissal. The case was eventually granted certiorari by the United States Supreme Court. This brought attention to the Eighth Amendment, originally drafted by its writers to prevent torture and barbaric methods of punishment, now updated to meet the ever-evolving contemporary standards of decency. The United States Supreme Court determined that because prisoners did not have the liberty to seek their own independent medical care, the Eighth Amendment would apply. But they determined the standard for an Eighth Amendment violation in this case be deliberate indifference, meaning that the prisoner was subject to the intentional ignoring or delaying of adequate medical care. Mere negligence did not rise to the level of a constitutional violation just because it happened to a prisoner. This qualified as medical malpractice, which could be sorted out in state court under the Texas Tort Claims Act. The United States Supreme Court remanded the case with explicit instructions to apply the deliberate indifference standard. Unfortunately for Mr. Gamble, the court found that his claims qualified as negligence and not a violation of the Eighth Amendment. There was no deliberate indifference, as over the span of those 3 months, Mr. Gamble was evaluated 17 times by medical professionals for back pain and cardiac problems. True, there was no diagnostic imaging performed, but this constituted medical malpractice, negligence, dereliction, however you want to categorize it, and a remedy for that could be sought in civil court. In summary, the 1976 case of Estelle v. Gamble established that prisoners had the constitutional right to treatment and set the standard for an Eighth Amendment violation as deliberate indifference.